Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Lansing's Happen Dance School has new leadership. Heather Vaughn Southard's first day in her new role was last week. She's been with the organization for a while in another capacity. In her career, she's performed as a dancer. She's been an educator, choreographer, and written about dance. To learn more about the school and about her plans for it, we welcome Heather Vaughn Southard.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
We incorrectly said that you were the new director of the Happen Dance. You know, a couple of times this past week, I want to be absolutely clear. You are the new leader of the Happen Dance School. That in mind, where exactly does the Happen Dance School fit under the larger umbrella of Happen Dance?
So we consider ourselves a dance service organization, and we've been around for 40 years. And this started with a professional company founded by Diane Newman and a collection of other women that we referred to as the Wise Women. And then the school was donated. It was originally directed by Diane Newman, and then she gifted that to the Happen Dance organization. And so the school itself is perhaps our largest function, but we also have a lot of other programming. So we, within the last 15 months, have opened a second location in Lansing, and that's the Happen Dance Exchange Lansing, which has come to fruition because of the work of Joan Nelson and the Allen Neighborhood Center. And then we also have programming such as Dance Lansing, which is a large dance festival that brings in community members of all different kinds and gives them a well-seasoned performance experience, even if they haven't necessarily had the technical and professional training up until that point. And then we also have launched Happen Dance Heels within the last 15 months, which is a large portion of what I've been doing, developing a relationship with healthcare so that patients from various locations, specifically Sparrow Hospital, come to us when they have a recreational prescription to continue services working in a physical capacity. And then, of course, we also have our K-12 outreach.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. The Sparrow piece,
yeah.
I mean. Is that sounds cutting edge. That sounds innovative.
It is. So in the field of dance, we have a lot of dance therapists that work in very direct and clinical medical situations. But we also have capacity for clinic to community services, and that's what Happen Dance is launching in this area. And so we're working within the scope of dance, and what we're able to do is, in this particular class, primarily geared towards adults, although we do offer children's services in this as well, is a syllabus that I've created called Creative Self-Care. And essentially, I'm using Pilates therapy and somatic dance to address movement deficits. So, for example, if people have been experiencing physical therapy and either insurance has run out or they're technically their services are complete, but they don't necessarily feel that they are ready emotionally or physically to be functioning on their own, then they come to us.
Talk to us about how the Happen Dance School instructs dance students, though. Is there a particular approach that you take?
Well, we have a really academic model. So we look at the national standards of dance, and we address those and apply those into a community-based setting. So oftentimes, dance studios are working with the tradition of how those instructors have been taught themselves. And we're looking at not only the legacy that we've received as professional dancers, but also how do we address the whole child? And that's aligned with what happens in public school curriculum, but we address that in a community-type setting. In our Okemos location, we can do that vertically by offering very specific ballet, modern, jazz, tap, and other curriculum that's aligned vertically. And then in our Lansing location, we tend to slice that horizontally so that within a single dance class, then students are interacting with multiple forms of dance and styles. And then within all of those locations, we include creative process.
You're pleased with that model, though? That model works in your view? I'm curious to know if you'd like to alter or enhance Happen Dance School's approach in any way now that you're in charge.
Absolutely. So I think we've got some work to do in terms of revising. The national standards went through an update within the last few years, and I want to make sure that our curriculum is aligned to the new national standards. And those involve perform, create, and respond. And so we'll be using some more formal assessments, not in a scary test type kind of way, but we just want to make sure that our students are really getting what we think that they're getting. But we also want to really expand our offerings in a way that we are really committed to community function. And that, I think, is what makes Happen Dance the place that I want to do my work. So we're very inclusive. We are addressing people that have various abilities and social and emotional needs, but we're also able to produce highly trained, college-ready professional and pre-professional dancers.
Very interesting. Heather Vaughn Southard just began her new role as the director of Lansing's Happen Dance School. She's our guest here on WKAR's Current State. I would take it that a lot of the students that you teach end up appearing in Happen Dance productions.
They do. So we have a recital each year, but we also have a summer dance festival, and then we have professional offerings as well. And so we're performing monthly, even for students that it's a nice alternative for families that may not be interested in the pressure and stress of competition dance, which has really distinct value in our industry. But not all families want to pursue that track for their students.
But it acclimates a student to performance, to being on stage.
Yeah, it does. Really. And so the way that we approach that is that we have traditional and non-traditional performance venues, and they are guided through the creative process so that students are able to make their own dances, and they're also performing works by professional artists, those local and also regional and national names as well.
As the new director of the Happen Dance School, how are you inclined to measure success? How do you know when you're being effective in your role?
I think there's several different metrics that we're going to be looking at, one of which is what's happening in the classroom so that I'm able to assess what's happening from a growth mindset with students, but also with our teachers. And I'm thinking about the number of community partners that are wanting to be involved in what we do, so that we take very seriously our community identity. And in fact, the CEO, Misty Lilje, and I just presented on this at a national conference in Washington, D.C., explaining that we see dance primarily as a source of how do we improve quality of life and how many ways can we address those needs in our community. Sometimes that's by producing artists, but there's many other domains for that as well. And so the breadth and depth is what we're looking for.
I see Missy Lilje, who's appeared on this program, by the way, is running for the Lansing School Board.
She is.
Will she be holding on to her role at Happen Dance?
She will. She will. And I think she'll do that very, very well and gracefully.
You mentioned the academic model, that is basically the touchstone here for your approach. Mm-hmm. Are there shortcomings to the academic model?
I think, you know, often there's where we miss people is that if they're looking for lots of sequins and the very super entertaining and that's going to be their immediate hook, that's where we lose people immediately. Mm-hmm. And we sort of have to educate our families to understand what we're going for. It's not just teaching kids to memorize movement, but to understand it from a functional perspective, and then how does that become actually a much better and more well-versed performer? And so helping people understand what that is one of our goals.
Let's talk about your background, because I was really struck with just how diverse and busy you have been. You've been involved in many aspects of dance. You've danced, you've taught, you've choreographed, you've written about dance. What are some of the highlights as you look back on your career, your working life so far? What are some of the highlights that really shaped your views about dance?
I think my training itself was very broad, but because I've been able to perform with many different types of experiences in Chicago and New York and Los Angeles, and then also move through various stratas of educational dance. So I've directed college dance programs, and I taught K-12 dance education as a specialist, so that really understanding the function of dance and the value of those intersections between the arts and other aspects of community and civic engagement have really shaped my goals as a social practitioner, and wanting to make social change and make sure that everybody has the opportunity to understand themselves through movement.
Terrific conversation. I'm glad you could join us here today.
Thank you so much.
Heather Vaughn Southard just began her new role as director of Lansing's Happen Dance School. All the best to you.
Thank you.